This is Mike McCarthy talking to Muriel Peach in number 6 St Andrew's Cottages in Toft. And Muriel is a long-standing senior citizen and native of Toft, and we're just going to talk today about her memories. So Muriel, when were you born?
70th of October, 1915.
Where were you born? Which house were you
born?
The Red Lion in the pub, yes.
My parents had it from the day they married for 18 years.
Yes, right.
And then my dad wanted more land.
Yeah.
Than what he had there. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Fordham Moor then.
Fordham
and they left off for about 18 years, but my grandparents lived in the old brick house down the bottom of the village. That red brick house.
I know, yes, yes.
And that did have a little cottage on the front, but the people who bought it after us.
Yeah.
So I actually feel I never left Toft because we used to come over to my grandparents, you see.
I see, right, yes. So your parents and grandparents were... Where were they from originally, your grandparents?
Oh, Do you know that? Not quite sure. My mother was born at Potton.
Oh, yes.
So they must have lived at Potton.
Reasonably local.
You really don't ask your parents when they're alive.
No, you don't.
Enough, do you, really?
No, you don't.
So that you know.
I know. Do you know?
Because I didn't know where my grandmother's born. Only my grandfather came to live where Wendy Warden.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Lived. He lived there first, and then he bought the house, and he was a maker and mender of shoes.
Was he, really?
He was a cobbler.
Yeah, yes. So your earliest memories would be then of the pub, I suppose.
Yes.
Was it very different from...
Oh, much different.
Yeah?
What is the tap... What we used to call the tap room,
where
the beer... That's... I think that's... more or less the same. And then we had the sitting room, which they've got as a bar. And
yes.
And that used to be... And people who got wives and came to the pub, they used to go and sit in there.
That was more like a sort of lounge or a snug, was
it? Was our sitting room,
really, but we'd
got no other. Because the kitchen, I think, is... I haven't seen the kitchen since it's been altered, but I think... That was at the back just the same. They may have altered it. And the stairs then went straight up from the front door.
Front door, yeah.
Then there was 4 bedrooms. Of course, no bathroom in those
days. No. And I suppose the customers were mostly the men of the village, were they?
Beer was tuppence a pint.
And where did they get the beer from? Which brewery was that?
We had Royston Brewery.
Royston Brewery.
Pub down the bottom of the village.
The Black Bull?
Yeah. They had theirs from Ashwell Brewery.
I see, right, yeah.
And
then
they used to have Plebe Monday, you see, and then
Brewery
used to... One year we had it at ours, and one year they had it down the bottom. And the breweries used to supply... so much beer.
Right. Tell me a bit about Plough Monday. I've heard about it. I don't really know.
Well, I used to go around the villages with a plough and a whip and that, and then they used to have this dinner, roast beef, Yorkshire pudding, and all the trimmings. Because attached, where they sell the fish and chips, that was our club room, but they built a little bit on this end,
Miller's Road End. And so, Plough Monday, when did that happen? What time of year was that?
I can't remember that.
But it was just a way of a bit of a celebration.
I think they've started it again in some of the villages.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can start it again in Toft. Try and find out what it was all about, you know. I've heard people talking about it. And so when you were a little girl, did you go to school across the road?
Went to school when I was 4, because my sister went, and I cried because I wanted to go.
And were school days happy days? Or
Your years, so yeah. I enjoyed school days because I wanted to go.
And you learnt to read and write and do your sums.
We had two teachers.
Yeah.
Because where they've got, you know, the bar, that was what we called the little room.
Oh.
And then the big room. But in them days, when it was a school, they had the old-fashioned tortoise bar. And then it was just, there was no rooms up top then.
Oh, okay.
Because when they got it first, they did lower it a bit.
Yeah.
And then they did it again, so they've got those rooms up top.
And so the lessons then in school, I suppose it was reading and writing and doing arithmetic.
Sewing.
And religion, did they have religious
classes? Yes, we had the rector used to come. And
And did you have a Sunday school as well?
Yes.
What was that like?
Quite nice, really, Sunday school.
Yeah.
Of course, the chapel had their own, you see, because they fell out, you see, and that's why they started the chapel, you see.
Ah, right, yes.
Mm.
How much do you know about that then, that history?
My sister and I, because I had one sister, not much older than me, actually.
What was her name, your sister?
Sylvia Ivy.
Sylvia Ivy.
Yeah, yes. She died. Mm. What was I going to say?
The chapel. Yeah.
Well, funny enough, my sister and I both went to chapel Sunday school because there was some people named Wilmot lived in, not the one near the chapel, but the one next one down.
Yes.
Because there was four cottages there then, you see. And she used to look after my mother and my sister because, of course, my mother got two small children in the pub to look after.
Yes.
Because my dad was on the land.
Yes.
And so they were chapel, so she used to take my sister to chapel.
I see.
Well, when I got old enough, you see, she took me as well.
Oh.
So we actually, until we grew up, went to chapel Sunday school.
I see, right, yes, yeah. And the chapel was much the same then as it is now, was it? Or was that different?
It's been built on too, you see.
Oh, okay.
But the chapel itself, they had I think they had some pictures of it. The stairs to the pulpit went up, you see, and that was a pulpit up.
Ah, right, yeah.
That's all different.
That is different now.
Much different.
Yes, that is, yes.
Of course, that's been built on once or twice.
And was there much tension and enmity between the church and the chapel?
There was,
a bit of bad feeling, I suppose, about things, or just kept themselves separate.
Well, I don't know who started it. You see, Ken and the Tebbets, you see, they're all chapel.
Yes, yes, the strong chapel families, aren't they? Yes, yeah. But it seems to have come back together a bit these days, doesn't it?
They're all joined up. You don't know who's who, Neil.
That's right, yeah. So, when you were a little girl, let me think, the First World War had just really happened, I suppose.
And, yes.
Do you have any memories of men who had fought in that war? Were there men from the village who went away?
There was men in the village who went to the war, but no one got killed that lived in Toft.
Really?
In the First World War.
Really?
That's why the organ was given.
Really?
Mind you, there was people came to live in the village.
Yes.
After the war.
Yes.
But no one got killed.
Well, that's extraordinary, isn't it? Because very many villages saw the men go away and they never came back.
That's
right. That was typical. I remember,
because there was a memorial was on the chapel outside, isn't it? Because I think they went to chapel Sunday school,
And then after the war, that was then, I guess, you were growing up and becoming a young woman. And you start to work when you left school?
Yes, I went to work in Cambridge won the colleges. Well, a master have won the colleges. Yes. Lived in, of course.
Which college was that then?
Downing College.
That was my own college.
Was it?
Yes, I was a student there. Yes.
That's where I went in service.
Much later.
Because I thought it was wonderful, you know.
Yes.
Going there, earning money.
And you were in service there to the master of Downing.
Yes. And then they moved to London.
Mm-hmm.
He retired. He was something to do with the Botanical Gardens in Cambridge.
Yes.
And it was his second wife, his first wife died. And they moved to London. Well, I didn't want to go. I did go for a week or two.
Yeah.
And then I went to I went to Queen's College.
Yeah.
And then I went to a doctor's in Newnham. And then I landed up in Grange Road, Mrs. Dennis Jones.
Mm.
Her husband was precentor of Trinity College.
Right.
And from there, I was there several years. And when the war started, I joined the NAFI, Navy, Army and Air Force Institute.
Oh.
Like canteen.
Yes, yeah, NAFI, yes, yeah.
And I was in Germany 4.5 years.
Were you really?
And I was 10 years in the NAFI altogether. And I went out to Germany when the war ended last.
Yes. Wow. That's extraordinary.
So I had 4.5.
Yeah.
And I only came home in, when did my mum die? November, because my mother was dying with cancer.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. So you came back to talk.
I came back and then I looked after my father and just went temporary. Yes, old job.
Yes. So, looking back to your days then at the university, it was very much a gentleman's world then, wasn't it?
Yes.
There were no ladies in Downing at that time.
Oh, no.
Were they good employers, the colleges, or were they...
Well, yes, of course, I mean, they're nothing like they were today.
Yeah.
But I was only... I went on the 13th of November... And I was only there a week when I found the cook dead in the kitchen.
Oh,
and I was 15 years old.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah.
In Downing College
kitchen. Because she'd been ill. She'd been to her brother's in Cambridge and was ill. And we were going to have a dinner party on the Friday night.
Yes.
And her and the parlour maid used to go out on a Thursday because the boss went in college, and I sort of went in the kitchen because I heard a crash and it was the teapot on the floor, and she sat just at a bench because I mean they're nothing like the places today, and I just went up to her and said, "Oh, Frances, what are you crying for?" Never answered. She was dead.
She was dead. And that was Downing College kitchen, was it?
That was not Queen's the college itself, the Master's
the
Lodge.
The Master's Lodge, the kitchen of the Master's Lodge in Downing.
Professor Seward, his name was.
Professor Seward, yes, yes. Looking then later, during the Second World War, you were away. How did the war affect Toft, the Second World War? Did it have any direct effects here, do you think?
Well, of course, I was away, you see.
You were away, so you didn't really know. But so, I suppose there were aerodromes around here.
Oh, yes, there was Bourne Aerodrome,
aerodrome,
you see.
Yeah.
The nearest one.
Mm. So did the servicemen, do you think, from those aerodromes, did they socialise with people
from
Toft?
I think so, yes.
I
think they had a canteen there because there was a lady in the village, she's dead, isn't it? Miss White, she worked there.
Now, at that time, Toft was, a farming community, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I suppose there were a couple of big farms then, weren't there? Who were the main farms? There were the
Tebbits.
Yes.
And then Arthur Hart. Okay. There was an old chap named Mr. Canner. He lived in the one manor farm.
Is that why they call it Canner's Close then?
Yes, that was all land.
That was all his land, was it? Yes. And so Mr. Canner and Mr. Tennant.
Eastbury didn't have church, yeah.
Is he? Yes, yes. And I suppose a lot of the men of the village worked for these,
yes,
these
oh,
two
yes,
farmers.
They had,
yes,
a lot.
Yeah. What did School Lane look like in those
just
days?
Just a mad road.
Yeah, really?
Because there was no houses here then, none down Millers Road at all.
No.
None up the, what we call the drift.
Drift, yeah.
None up
yeah,
there.
Yes.
None down School Lane, only...
down at the bottom, I suppose.
The village air school.
Yeah.
And then there was a little church institute that belonged to the church.
Oh, right, next to
and
the...
when they sold the first bit of ground off, they bought the church, air church,
uh-huh,
bought the
yes,
institute.
Yes.
So right, then when that was sold for these, for the other bungalow,
mm,
the money went into our own church. So that's why they
yeah,
had a good
yeah,
a doing up, you know, then it
yeah,
was all done up.
Yeah. That's nice. And what about, you know, celebrations? I mean, now, for example, around Whitsun May time, we have the maypole dancing and
yeah,
various things like...
We used to do
well,
the
used to do all that,
for
did you?
Various,
yes.
We used to have fates and
yes,
do little plays in the school.
Yes, really.
You know,
oh,
Easter.
Nice.
And
yeah, to celebrate yeah, the different
celebrate,
times of year. And at Christmas, did you go carol singing? And
yeah, oh, yes. They
what, around
carols,
the village?
Of course, there weren't the houses there. They
no.
There is now. But,
you would go, what, round?
Yeah, yes.
From house to house?
Church
or?
Used to go. I don't know where the chapel used to. Mm. I can't quite remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I'm interested in, you probably know, and I do a bit of folk music with Jake Tennant
yes,
and Nick Nicholson and my wife and people like that. Were there any people in Toft who were singers who people or musicians, you know, people who would give a song at a party or do a turn, you know?
I can't remember, really.
Did people sing at parties and so on? If you
oh,
had a group
yes,
of people
they, like when they'd play Mondays, they had a sing-song, you
they'd
know,
have a sing-song in the pub, would they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they had the meal.
Yeah.
You know the piece where they sell the fish and chips?
Yeah.
And they built a little bit on
yeah,
the end,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
With, they used to have the playmand in there.
In
got
there.
A stove in it. And
yes, and then somebody would give a song
and then
or two,
the
perhaps?
Wives would do the dinner,
yeah,
you see, the meal. And then they just... Because there's a man, the Badcocks. Oh, Mr. Badcock.
Yes.
He used to sing, "Hi, hi, clear the way, here comes the galloping major."
Ah, yes.
They used to have a sing song there.
Yes. Now, I think Archie Badcock was born in our cottage in
that's
Mill
right,
Lane.
Archie,
I remember Archie,
Archie
yes.
His father used to sing,
right,
yeah.
So, you know, where we live there, the Mill Lane cottages next door to Corran, can
yeah,
you remember people who lived in those?
Oh, yes.
Marion Reed was born in one
yeah,
of them, wasn't she? Yes.
Yeah.
She was there as a little girl.
The Bartons lived there.
That's right, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
And, well, various ones, you know, right up to a lady that lived at Newnham. She lived, I think she was the last one. It was old Mrs. Matteson lived in the second one from this end because there was four cottages.
There's four in those days, yes, yes.